WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful people. Riley Hart here, your daily dose of empowerment and real talk on high-value woman, standards, and self-worth daily. Let's face it, relationships can be amazing. The laughter, the support, the shared adventures. But let's be honest, sometimes they can feel like walking through a minefield. Boundaries, my friends, are like those invisible shields protecting your energy and well-being. Ever felt drained after spending time with someone? Or maybe walked on eggshells to avoid conflict? That's a sign, honey, that your boundaries need a little TLC. Today, we're diving deep into how to set healthy boundaries in relationships so you can show up authentically, feel empowered, and create connections that truly nourish you. So, what are these magical boundaries anyway? Think of them as the lines you draw to protect your time, emotions, values, and even physical space. They're not about shutting people out. They're about defining what feels good for you and communicating it clearly. Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries? That sounds intimidating. But trust me, babe, setting boundaries is actually a huge act of self-love. Here are 5 golden nuggets to help you master the art of healthy boundaries. 1. Know thyself. Before you can set boundaries with others, you gotta know what feels right for you. What makes you uncomfortable? What values are non-negotiable? Spend some time reflecting on your needs and desires. It's like figuring out your personal operating system. Once you know how it works, setting boundaries becomes a breeze. 2. Start small. Don't feel pressured to overhaul everything overnight. Begin with small, manageable boundaries. Maybe it's saying no to that extra commitment when you're already feeling stretched thin or setting aside dedicated time for self-care each day. Remember, consistency is key. 3. Communicate like a champ. Once you know your boundaries, don't be afraid to express them clearly and respectfully. Use I statements to own your feelings and needs, like, I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments, or I need some time alone to recharge. Clear communication prevents misunderstandings and shows others that you're serious about taking care of yourself. 4. Be assertive, not aggressive. Boundaries aren't about being demanding or controlling. They're about advocating for your well-being. Think of it like this. Assertiveness is saying yes to what feels good for you and no to what doesn't, with kindness but firmness. 5. Revisit and adjust. Remember, boundaries aren't set in stone. As you grow and evolve, your needs may change too. So be open to revisiting and adjusting them as needed. Think of it like fine-tuning an instrument, a little adjustment here and there keeps everything playing beautifully. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super talented artist who loves collaborating with others. But lately, she's been feeling overwhelmed because people constantly ask her to do favors or take on extra projects. She feels drained and resentful, and it's affecting her creativity. Sarah decides to set some boundaries. She politely declines additional projects unless they truly align with her vision, communicates her need for dedicated creative time, and sets clear expectations for collaboration. As a result, Sarah rediscovers her passion for art, feels more energized, and enjoys fulfilling collaborations that respect her time and energy. See how powerful those boundaries are? By setting clear limits, Sarah reclaims her time, protects her well-being, and creates space for the things that truly matter. Remember, you deserve to feel respected and valued in your relationships. Setting healthy boundaries isn't selfish, it's a vital act of self-love that allows you to show up authentically and build connections that are truly fulfilling. So, my gorgeous listeners, what small boundary can you set today? Maybe it's saying no to an event that doesn't excite you, taking time for a solo walk in nature, or communicating your need for some quiet time at home. Remember, every step towards defining your boundaries is a victory for your well-being. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on social media using the hashtag #HighValueWoman. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to live our best, most empowered lives. Until next time, stay radiant and remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and healthy boundaries. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.